Last time on Left Behind.
You are privileged to be among the first to display your loyalty and devotion to His Excellency, Nikolai Carpathia.
You mock global community peacekeepers, young man? Come here. Come with me. You think you can get away with that? You'll learn respect.
Tell Lucas, thank you for leading me to Jesus. I see Him. I see Him. I see my Savior.
Long live Carpathia.
Based on The Mark, the eighth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 95 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Pretty ugly work, huh?
More so than I anticipated. Who would have guessed those women would be so thick-headed, so to speak? Time for a showdown, though.
Meaning?
In this building, we've got the husbands of the women who died. We're about to find out who's tougher.
I find it interesting that you've got religious dissidents in with the hardened criminals.
Not my call. I got one job here.
But don't you agree the mix in this building is a little odd?
Let me ask you something, Jensen. Have you ever talked to Nikolai Carpathia?
It's been a long time.
Well, I have. And he sees the dissidents as every bit as dangerous as the criminals.
Murderers and people of faith.
People of the wrong faith. An intolerant faith.
Listen to yourself. You just sent more than a dozen women to their deaths because they don't share Nikolai Carpathia's faith. And you call them intolerant?
You know, Jensen, you're really making me wonder about your loyalty.
Maybe I'm wondering about it, too. Whatever happened to freedom?
We still have our freedom. These people can decide for themselves whether they want to live or die.
Well, that's one way to put it, I suppose.
I have a job to do, Jensen.
Look at them all. There must be a couple of dozen. How will you locate the pastor?
Your turn to watch and learn. Who's the leader of the dissidents?
The dark-haired one in the middle of that group.
Receive Christ. Get your sins forgiven. Stake your claim with the God of the universe.
It could cost us our lives.
It will cost you your life, friend. You think I don't know this is a hard thing? Ask yourself, do I want to be with God in heaven this very night? Or do I want to pledge my loyalty to Satan? And never be able to change my mind. Tonight, you'll be dead for an instant. And then in the presence of God. Or you can live another few years and spend eternity in hell. The choice is yours.
I want God.
You know the consequences.
Yes, hurry.
Pray with me. God, I know I am a sinner.
God, I know I'm a sinner.
Forgive my sins and come into my life and save me.
Forgive my sins and come into my life and save me.
I accept your gift and receive you.
Everyone
right now.
On your feet.
Amen.
Can you pray that again?
Yes.
I said on your feet.
Forgive my sins and come into my life and
don't
save me.
Don't make me send a guard in there.
Sending your son to
thank
die
you for sending
on
your
the
son
cross for me.
All right. Get in there.
They will see you right now.
You two, on your feet. Listen up now.
Gentlemen, you have a unique opportunity to show your allegiance to the global community and our risen potentate, Nikolai Carpathia. I need to know if any of you will be rejecting the mark of loyalty so we can get you in the right line now. Is there anyone?
Yes. Put me in the other line.
You're rejecting?
Yes, sir.
You understand the consequences?
Yes. I reject the authority of the ruler of this world and wish to pledge
I'm asking my... for yes and no answers here, Pop. Get in the line to my...
I wish to pledge my allegiance to the true and living God and his son, Jesus Christ.
I said, be quiet.
He is the one who offers the free gift of salvation to anyone who believes.
Silence,
that
fool!
What are you going to do? Kill me twice? Oh, that I could die twice for my God. Who else will stand for the true God?
Me too.
Over here, I want in that line.
Count me in as well. I just became a believer tonight, right here. Do it, man, it's true. God loves you.
Silence!
I was arrested because I was worshiping with fellow believers. God will never leave you or forsake you.
Guard!
Do not resist. We'll be out of our misery soon enough. May the very men who beat us listen to our report before it is too late. God loves you. Don't be deceived by the...
Don't resist, brothers. Just speak the truth.
I will authorize my people to shoot to kill. Now get to my left if you are accepting the mark of loyalty to the global community, and get to the right if...
There is one God and one mediator between God and man. The man... Jesus Christ.
Silence that man!
And wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Guillotine line first. Move! And shut them up!
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You, stand up. Master Demeanor, Jesus is risen.
Christ is risen, indeed.
That makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood.
Buck, look, next to the plane.
Must be our guest. Tell me you're Ming Toy.
I am. Mr. Williams?
Yes.
And Mr. Albi?
Jensen and Elbaz until we're in the air, ma'am. Please, let's hurry aboard.
Let me see your papers.
Here, let me carry something. You have no idea how I appreciate this.
Miss Toy, until we get on that plane, we're just following orders and ferrying an employee from one assignment to another.
I understand.
Miss Toy.
Mr. Are you all right?
No. No, I'm not. Listen, I have some business to attend to, directly related to getting us out of here, and then more for my sake than for yours, I'm gonna need to tell you a story you probably won't believe.
Wake up, Chang. Important day.
What? My meeting's not until
you meet
night.
Now. Get up.
But Miss Jacid said I should...
He here?
Jacid?
No, we see him later.
But
you make a plot today. Get dressed now.
But...
No, but get dressed. 5 minutes. Very special day.
Morning, Director.
Tiffany.
I was looking over your schedule. Did you change the meeting time with Cheng Wong?
It's supposed to be at 9 a.m.
Right. Well, I called to make sure he knew the time, but he's not in his room.
Who did you talk with?
His mother. She said he's with his father and Mr. Moon.
Walter, this early? What for?
I called Mr. Moon's office, but I was told they were over at personnel. Would you like me to...
No. I'll handle it. Thank you.
I'm sorry they're in a meeting.
I understand. Listen, can you tell me if they've begun applying marks to new hires?
Not that I know of, but that is supposed to be today, and that is what the meeting's about.
Look, one of my candidates may be there. Cheng Wong?
I believe I saw him and his father in here this morning with Mr. Moon.
Where are they now?
I have no idea. Would you like their room number? They're staying...
No, thanks. I really need to talk to Moon.
I told you, sir. He's in a meeting with personnel execs.
Look, it's an emergency.
Right.
Ma'am, I am a director. Would you please interrupt the meeting and tell Mr. Moon I need to speak with him immediately?
No. Oh,
excuse me?
I'm sure you're aware that a peacekeeper was executed yesterday. If you want to interrupt a meeting, come down here and do it yourself.
Right this way.
You have great privilege among first of your royalty.
But I thought I was supposed
to... Son, you don't have to be afraid of the needle. There's an anesthetic they put on the skin. You don't feel a
thing. Please, I'd rather not. I tried to tell my father...
Take his arm, Mr. Wong.
Be over in a minute. Fear nothing. Make proud.
Let's get him over to the chair.
You can't do this. Father, I'm begging you.
You take me after this over. Sit.
No.
Hold the chair. You're making this a lot harder than it has to be, Chen.
Please.
Nurse.
No.
An injector, please.
No.
The conference room's empty.
Just a moment, please.
Ask them to hold. This is important.
No, he's not. Can I give him a message? Director Hasid, you just hung up on... I'll report you for this.
You better get me fired before I get you fired. Now, where is the meeting?
I don't know, but my guess would be the basement of Building D.
That's at least 10 minutes from here. Why didn't you tell me? Don't answer that. Now, why would they be in
the... Because that's where they're setting up the Loyalty Mark Application Center. Personnel Department.
I don't believe this.
Oh, Director, you might want to take this call. It's your assistant.
Tiffany?
Hey, just got a call from Walter Moon.
Where is he?
I'm sorry, he didn't say and I didn't think to ask. Want me to find him?
Yeah, what did he want?
He said he would be delivering your 9 o'clock personally. Uh-huh. Dad, he and the candidate's father were most excited about your interest. Uh-huh. You know the drill.
What was he doing with Moon this morning?
No idea, sir, but I'll find out if you want.
Find Moon and call me back on my cell.
How did you get in here? Oh, sorry, Director.
What's all this for?
You're pretending you don't know because...
But why such a big space? I thought they were just doing new employees first.
The rest of us will be next. Might as well have everything in place, right? I can't wait.
Have you seen Security Chief Moon this morning?
He was here just a while ago.
With anyone?
Couldn't say for sure. Some guys from personnel?
And anyone else?
Yeah, but I wasn't paying much attention. Suppose you've heard the rumors, though.
Rumors?
You poor managers miss all the gossip. Well, I hear that Moon's in line for Supreme Commander.
You don't say.
I like him. I think he'd be good at it.
Excuse me. Yeah?
Director, Moon's people say he's in with Carpathia.
Alone?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Did they happen to say whether Walter is still bringing Chang at 0900?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Honest.
Is Chang with him and Carpathia now?
Sorry, no idea.
All right, I'm on my way back. By the way, thanks.
We'll see you back here soon, Director.
Hello?
Mr. Wong, David Hasid, can I speak with Chang?
He's not available right now. He's still at 9, yes?
That's right. Is he okay?
Better than okay. Very excited! Mr. Moon, come get us. We see you at 9.
You're coming too?
I come too.
Sure. Why not?
Hickman was a buffoon. I don't know what Leon was thinking.
Probably that he was going to have your job and Jim would be easy to manage, sir.
Ah! You're a good judge of character, Walter.
Hmm. Yeah, it came down to you and Suhail. He has an impressive resume, but he's rather new to his current position.
And how do you work with a Pakistani? I just don't understand those types.
Well, who can you trust these days, Walter? Now, listen, I don't know how you stand on pomp and circumstance, but I don't want to make a big deal of this. I just want to announce your appointment and not get into a lot of ceremony.
Perfect. I don't want to take any attention from you, sir.
Ah. Walter, how are we coming with the GCMM?
Sir, the moral monitors have been in place for a long time. I get input from them every day, and I know Suhail counts on their intelligence briefings.
Mr. Moon, surely you caught my drift recently when I spoke of mobilizing a great enforcement throng from every tribe and nation who would be able...
Of course, Potentate. I'm working with Chief Akbar now to...
I don't believe it. You missed it. I am determined to surround myself with people who understand me intuitively.
I'm sorry, Excellency,
For all of Leon's foibles and idiosyncrasies, he is a man who stays tuned in, anticipating my needs and desires.
That's the kind of subordinate I want to be.
Don't interrupt me!
I apologize.
Do you know where Leon is now?
I heard he had flown to the United European...
He is in Vatican City. Leon called me at dawn, telling me with great relish that... He had ordered the destruction of every Vatican relic, every icon, every piece of artwork that paid homage to the impotent God of the Bible. You are my chief of security, and you did not know this. I'm going to make you Supreme Commander, but you have to get in step.
I'll do my best.
Now, when I spoke the other day of a host of enforcers, I wanted you to gather that I meant the very core of my most loyal troops, the GCMM. As they are already armed, I want them supported. They should be respected and revered to the point of fear.
You want the citizenry afraid, sir?
If any man, woman, or child has a reason to feel guilty when encountering a member of the Moral Monitoring Force, then yes, I want them shaking in their boots.
I understand, Excellency.
I don't care whom you replace yourself with as Chief of Security. All I want you to know is that I hold you personally responsible for carrying out this wish.
Any budget for this, sir?
Oh, Walter. You report directly to me. I control the globe. Politically, militarily, spiritually, and economically. I have a bottomless sea of resources. Spare not one nick in your effort to make the GCMM the most powerful enforcement juggernaut the world has ever seen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, have fun with it. Enjoy it, Walter. But don't delay.
Are you lifting the embargo against displaying military-style strength in the form of tanks, fighters, bombers, etc.?
Etc. You're catching on, Walter. Very good. I want to crush resistance in Israel before it even arises. From whom should I expect opposition in Jerusalem itself?
Other than the Judites, the Orthodox, sir, the devout, religious Jews.
Oh, now, Walter, come on. I ask you, how dangerous will the funny-looking men with their beards and their little braids and their skullcaps be once they have seen 100,000 heavily armed troops there to protect me and those who worship me?
Not very.
Not very indeed, Walter. Not very indeed. Now then, good day to you.
Thank you, Excellency.
Lord and risen King, hail Carpathia, over everything. We worship him until we die, our much beloved Nikolai. Hail Carpathia, Lord and risen King.
That was good. That was
very good.
When do they return?
A couple hours, just after 2 a.m. Chloe and Leah asked me to wake them when they get here.
I look forward to meeting Ming.
I'm kind of anxious to hear what Buck and Albie saw over there. When they checked in, you could tell they're going to have a story.
Death by, quote, natural disaster is never easy, but volitional execution can fester at the soul of those who witness it.
Mm. So you've been working pretty hard on something.
And my next transmission. We have hundreds of thousands of new believers joining our ranks every day, but I have to also think about moving the more mature ones from milk to meat.
Mm.
Perhaps Chaim will one day take over teaching the newest.
Something wrong with the questions you're getting?
No, I'm thrilled that many are studying and curious. I read time and again that the believers want to survive until the glorious appearing.
I've said that myself.
Yes, but our top priority now is not survival or even battling Antichrist. Our goal should be focusing on persuading the undecided to come to faith.
Very true.
Rayford, there are many people who question whether they have the courage to choose death. I share that fear. In my most hated imagination, I fail at the hour of testing and accept the mark of loyalty, all because I so cherish my own life.
How can we ever know if we'll stand up under that pressure unless we're forced to make the choice?
That is the good news I've conveyed to my internet congregation. The Bible tells us that once one is either sealed by God as a believer or accepts the mark of loyalty to Antichrist, this is a once-for-all choice. In other words, if you have decided for Christ and the seal of God is evident on your forehead, you cannot change your mind. That tells me that somehow, when we face the ultimate test, God gives us the grace and courage to make the right decision. My interpretation of this is that we will be unable to deny Jesus.
unable to even choose the mark that would temporarily save our lives.
Really?
Those who have given their lives, who have chosen to die rather than deny Christ, like Zeke's father, these martyrs are now under the altar of God. His robe is now snow white.
Zeke needs to hear this.
I've printed a copy especially for him. Here.
Glad to pass it along.
There's a passage included there I'd like to encourage you to memorize. It is at the bottom. There, Revelation 20, verse 4.
Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
At the glorious appearing, we shall see Zeke's father and all the other martyrs returning with Christ. That gives me great hope, Rayford. Perhaps you and I will be among those as well.
Yeah. But what about those who take the mark? What happens to them during this time?
Yes. In Revelation 14, John quotes an angel, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest, day or night."
Well, you don't have to be a Bible scholar to figure that one out.
Come in, gentlemen. Mr. Wong. Chang, sit here, please.
Yeah, I see, boy, so afraid.
Can't say I have.
Walter,
that's off for meeting Chang. Made hat come off for picture.
It's okay. You can keep it on if you'd like.
Shake hand with boss Chang.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Sit, please. Gentlemen, I'd like to spend time alone with the candidate, but it's probably just as well you're both here, Chief Moon and Mr. Wong. I've been studying the personnel manual, and frankly, I don't see any way around the age issue.
Age issue? What is that?
Good. Bye.
Sit! Mind manners! You guessed here! Interview proposition!
His Excellency has already waived that.
No. The policy allows no exceptions.
David, the potentate is policy. If he determines that this young man and his off-the-charts intellect and computer savvy will be valuable to the global community, then it's a done deal.
Yeah,
you're
but...
aware that Potentate Carpathia has already cleared Chang to finish his last year of high school here. Of course, then we offer college classes as well.
I was under the impression the school here was for the benefit of the children of employees,
I don't
Walter.
Think the teachers care who the students' parents are. Tell Mr. Wong what you're envisioning for Chang, David.
Yes.
I envision him finishing high school in China and at least beginning his career anywhere but here.
What?
David, what the...
Look at him. Slouching. He's wearing a baseball cap. He may be GC material someday, but...
Sit up, boy. You know better. You shame me.
He doesn't want to work here. He's young, he's immature, he's just not ready, gentlemen. I don't doubt his credentials or his potential, but let him work out the kinks on somebody else's money.
Now, let's not be hasty, David. The boy's just been through a bit of a trauma. He was scared, but he went through with it, and he's clearly still a little shaken. So why don't we cut him a little slack?
What are you talking about, Walter?
He upset. He flattened of neither. He didn't want injections. Scream, cry, try to get away, but we hard him down.
Injection? Why did he need an injection?
Biochip! One of first to get it! He part of Grubber community now!
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Mark by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Wick, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.